Welcome to Extreme Prophetic. My name is Patricia King. I'm glad that you've joined us today because Stacy Campbell and I are going to be sharing about what God is doing in the earth today. And Stacy, it's wonderful to have you back on our program, and especially at a time when your new book is out, Ecstatic Prophecy, and you did a great job on it, and it's got awesome teaching in it, and I think everybody should have it. So, but today we want to talk about some of the great things that God is doing in the earth today, and what we believe he is going to be doing. So,
I think, as Christians, it's one of the greatest times in the whole history of the church to be alive. It is as exciting now as it probably was in the New Testament, with the possible exception Jesus is not walking the face
right.
of the earth. That's not as good. But anyway, there are so many things going on. Bill Johnson, who wrote the foreword to my new book, I was talking to him, and he was saying, Stacy, healings are starting to break out at such a level. I said, well, like tonight when we did this conference, I was doing a conference with him at the time, and I said, tonight when we did this conference, like, look how many people got healed. Mm-hmm. He said, yeah. He said, on average, it's about 10% of the people that get healed,
wow.
In a crowd. And he said, we used to be happy with one person getting healed
right.
or two people getting
right.
healed. We'd be ecstatic. Now, if we've got a crowd of 1,000 people, 100 people are getting healed
it's
a
amazing.
Night. It's awesome. But one of the most exciting stories that I've heard recently, I was at the cry because my husband and I, we are the international mm-hmm. directors for the call, doing national days of prayer and fasting. And at the cry in Vancouver, there was this young man who came up to pray for the Middle East. He was Iranian, born in Iran.
Mm-hmm.
He was a member of the Hezbollah. His grandfather was a mullah, an imam, a Muslim leader, teacher. He grew up in a deeply devout Muslim home. When he was 12 years old, he gave himself to become a suicide bomber, like a terrorist,
wow.
joined the Hezbollah, just wanted to kill Americans and Jewish people and Christians, because their faith, they were doing that for God.
I know they have so much commitment.
I know.
Amazing.
Anyway, he told his story at the cry as he prayed for the Middle East, and it was amazing. You want to talk about ecstatic mm-hmm. prophecy? It was just like the Apostle Paul on his way to kill Christians. Remember, he was on his
wow.
way to kill
mm-hmm.
Christians, and he had a blinding light. He fell off his horse. Anyway, that's what happened to Paul. But this young Iranian told his story of how, he was a terrorist, signed up in the terrorist organizations, doing terror, had multiple passports around the world, for different nations, could go in and out of different countries. Anyway, Jesus appeared to him
wow.
and said, I am the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result of that, he became a Christian, and he is so radical. He had some people there that said, well, aren't you afraid, of preaching like this so openly? He said, are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm.
He said, I would have given my life for something that wasn't even true.
Sure.
How much more will I give
exactly.
my life for the truth?
We need that message.
Exactly.
The Western church needs that message.
And so that was just like one thing, but the healings, the ecstatic prophecy, the global move of the Spirit is just exploding everywhere. And I just believe it's one of the greatest times for us to be alive.
Well, we've been hearing many testimonies of Jesus himself showing up in mosques and in Jerusalem. And,
yeah.
It's like he's literally pouring his Spirit out upon all flesh.
Yeah.
And so people are getting visitations from the Lord in their dreams and in night visions and day visions and angelic visitations.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a very fruitful spiritual time. And you can feel shifts going on. There's an acceleration
mm-hmm.
in this hour.
I mean, like even incurable diseases. I was in like incurable diseases. I was in doing a call in France, and so I went last August to meet with some leaders to prepare, and I was speaking at a church there, and a man walked up to me and said, can you pray for me? And I said, sure, what's your problem? He said, well, I have hepatitis C,
mm-hmm.
stage 4. He says it's incurable and irreversible. It cannot be cured by man, and it's irreversible. It just gets worse and worse. He said, I have had every treatment known to the medical world of how to get this thing, anything that they could think of. And he says, with every treatment, it gets worse.
Wow.
And he said, will you pray for me? And I said, sure. And so I laid hands on him, prayed for him. I went back in May. The man walked up to me. He said, "Do you remember me?"
Oh,
he said,
wow.
"You prayed for me." And he told me the story. It's incurable, irreversible.
Wow.
He said, "After you prayed for me," he said, "I had no more treatments."
Wow.
So without a treatment, he said, "I just began to get better and better and better." I went back to my doctor. My doctor said, "What happened? What did you do?" He tested me. And the doctor said that the hepatitis C had moved from stage 4 to stage 1 with no treatment. He said, the doctor looked at me and said,
It's a miracle.
It's a miracle.
Wow.
And I said, "Well, you're at stage 1 now?" He said, "Yeah." I said, "Well, he who began a good work, let him complete it. So
Amen.
Let's go to stage
He's
0.
The author and the finisher.
But I mean, I'm just one little person. I almost don't go to a church without seeing, you know, cancers
exactly.
healed, you know, eyes healed. I mean, the stories of Heidi and Bill Johnson. I mean, it's such an awesome time. The Holy Spirit is moving
is.
Across
moving
the faith,
power.
Face of the whole earth.
And I mean, It's actually normal Christianity. It's what
normal.
Jesus expected of his church. But as you were sharing that story, I really felt the power of God on you to minister to people on your camera that have incurable diseases. And as you were sharing that particular story, I felt like there's someone watching that is in that same situation.
Mm-hmm.
They've got hep C. They're in a very, advanced stage. And they're going to get healed. So why don't you look into your camera and just pray for that healing?
You know, actually, I feel not only for hepatitis C, but also for blood diseases. You know, things that are in the blood, even autoimmune disorders, even AIDS. And there are people that are in hopeless situations that the doctors have done everything they can. In the Bible, there were stories of a woman with an issue of blood. She'd done everything with every doctor and nothing helped. But she reached out and touched Jesus' garment, and she was instantly healed. And Jesus said, "Who touched me?" And Lord, I pray for the touch of the healing power of Jesus to go right into the bloodstream. Lord, over that AIDS victim, God, that has no hope. Lord, even as they're watching, I pray for a miraculous healing, because you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. And even today, we're seeing more than ever. So I ask you, Jesus, touch that person with hepatitis C.
Thank you,
touch
Father.
That person with AIDS.
Thank you, Father.
Touch them as you touch the woman with the issue of blood. Lord, let your touch and your
Thank
virtue
you,
go into them, and let them be healed miraculously by your divine power.
Thank you,
Amen.
Lord. Oh, wow. Feel that. Mm-hmm. You know, if you receive the manifestation of your healing, would you write us at testify@xpmedia.com? We'd love to hear from you. That would be awesome, and we can rejoice with you together, because power of testimony, it's really important, isn't it? Bill Johnson always says that it is the spirit of prophecy, the testimony of Jesus. So when you testify, it's actually prophesying another level of it, or he can do it again.
Mm-hmm.
And it's true, like it builds the faith. People hear the work and the word of God through the testimony, and it imparts faith for him to do it again.
Yeah, and
so.
You know, because God is doing so much in so many countries of the world right now, in so many places, you know, I just want to say this, is that Bill Johnson said this amazing thing to me. I thought it was very wise. He said, "Stacy, you know, if I pray for the sick," he said, "you know, what about the people?" Sometimes ask me, "What about the ones that don't get
mm-hmm.
healed?" And he said, "You know what?" He said, "I always look at the ones that do get
healed.
Yeah. I look at the one. I rejoice in the
mm-hmm.
one that does get healed. And because it just increases my faith for the next time and the next time
exactly.
and the next time. And, you know, sometimes, you know, there's the Hebrews 11 Hall of Faith and all these amazing
mm-hmm.
things happen. But then there's the but others. And, you know, you can be in the will of God
mm-hmm.
and have different manifestations
mm-hmm.
in the will of God, working out your own salvation with fear
mm-hmm.
and trembling. And I just want to say this, that God is moving in an amazing way, but
mm-hmm.
God is not a cookie cutter. He
right.
might work in your life one way,
right.
my life the next. He's still God on the throne. He's still in charge, but we need to continually believe for the greater works that Jesus himself spoke
Amen.
Of.
And that's what we have to put our faith out for,
yeah.
because if you don't believe and if you don't act on that belief, you'll see nothing.
Exactly.
And it's like, I remember John Wimber, he just kept praying for every single person who was sick that he could. Once he came into the revelation that Jesus healed today, and then he just did what the word said. you know, mm-hmm. to pray for the sick, to go and minister healing to the sick. But in the first year, he didn't get anyone that manifested a healing. But he was so tenacious. Mm-hmm. He just kept believing the word and doing it. And then people started getting healed en masse. Mm-hmm. So it's whatever you focus on that is what you empower. And sometimes you have to wait, but just lock in and just believe.
It's true.
I remember being in a meeting one night with, I think there was, Bill Johnson was there and Keith Miller. And there was a bunch of us there ministering healing, and the place was just full of God's testimony of what he'd done in people's lives, and it was awesome. And we were calculating even the amount of money saved in medical bills on these things, and it was millions of dollars in that one room that one night of money that was saved on medical bills. Isn't that amazing when you think of that?
That's right.
And so we told everyone, you just go and praise God, thank him so much for the healing. Not only that, but it's also a financial miracle as well, mm-hmm. because, mm-hmm. you know, of that aspect of it.
Yeah, and it's like it's every kind of healing. I mean, I have seen so many different kinds of healings. Eyes healed, bursitis healed, arthritis healed, tumors, you know, dissolved. I mean, multiple personality instantly become integrated.
Wow.
All kinds of amazing things. And, you know, if we, the Bible says these signs follow those who
believe.
Believe.
Mm-hmm.
This should happen. This should be normal, like you said, for mm-hmm. every single believer. It's not for superstars.
Shirley Ross believers. And I were having coffee this morning, and we were talking about this very thing and saying, you know, over the years, and I think many people watching will be able to relate to this, is that over the years you pray for people and you stand and you really believe, and then, of course, sometimes you see the miracle of God and you see people recover, but then there's those that don't, mm-hmm. and then there's those that don't, and then there's those that don't. Mm-hmm. And the heart gets sick when hope mm-hmm. is deferred, and it shakes your faith so that you start praying without that assurance that you need, mm-hmm. right? So we have to be really careful to always renew our faith every single time, because the enemy's right there to try to tell us, see, it doesn't work. See, God's not going to come through mm-hmm. with his word. See this. And we have to tell him just to shut up. We might not understand everything. We might not understand it, but we're going to stay on the word, and we're going to pray for every person like it's the first one that mm-hmm. we prayed for.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. If it's in the book, then we conform ourselves to his standard and not vice versa.
Yeah.
Amen.
Well, welcome back. We're talking about what God is doing in the earth today, and it's been exciting, Stacy, to hear some of the testimonies. But on this segment, I'd like to prophesy something, and that's that there's going to be an acceleration of all the power of God, the manifestation mm-hmm. of the power and the glory of God mm-hmm. in this hour. This is a very pivotal time in history where we are going to see acceleration. Mm-hmm. But so often we want power without alignment to character,
mm-hmm.
and it's just so important. So do you want to comment on that?
Well, if I were to just take, you know, a scripture came to mind as you were saying that, because God is power, God is love, God is just, God is righteous, and so we can't take part of God without taking all of
right.
God. And so even, you know, we were talking about ecstatic prophecy and the Spirit being poured out in all flesh, and, you know, when that happens, the Bible says, in the middle of blood, fire, and billows of smoke, Acts 2, mm-hmm. quoting Joel 2, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. So there's like this dual track, mm-hmm. you know, all of it representing what God is doing on the mm-hmm. earth, that there are just judgments, righteous things, you know, to bring alignment. God really mm-hmm. cares about holiness. That's mm-hmm. the essence of his nature. Anyone who ever sees him says, holy, holy, holy. And one growing concern that you and I both have that we've talked about is this whole thing of grabbing onto part of God, like the power of God, mm-hmm. without a corresponding revelation of his holiness, mm-hmm. his truth.
And the responsibility to living upright.
Is what leadership, leaders incur a stricter mm-hmm. judgment, and this kind of cheap grace that's going on where, of course, we're all only saved one way, but there, you know, to know God means to walk in the fullness of him, to behold him, to be changed, to become like him. And, you know, all the way from the beginning, it was like that. I'm going to give you a little quote about in my chapter on prophets and character. I talk about a quote from the Shepherd of Hermes, which is one of the earliest extant Christian documents. Okay, so, you know, by the time of the Gospels, it was, you know, circa 95 to 100 AD. So around the same time as all the Gospels, etc., were you know, being written. And it was this book was regarded as canonical by several early church fathers. And it gives us some of the first instruction on how to tell true prophets from false prophets.
Okay.
And do you know what it says? Like, written right at the time, probably just when John was having his visions of Revelation, or just, you know, right shortly thereafter. The Shepherd of Hermes says this: on the basis of what I'm going to tell you, you can test the false prophet from the true prophet. Mm-hmm. This is how you tell. Determine the man who has the divine spirit by his life. And then it goes, and it's all about his character. He is gentle and quiet and humble. He stays away from all evil and futile desires of this age, and considers himself to be poorer than others, gives no answer to anyone when consulted, etc. But he only speaks when God wants him to speak. And so, in other words, the emphasis on character was just so central to what a true
and
prophet
was. Expected.
It was expected.
Like today, and I mean, as a ministry, we really, really believe in the mercy of God and the restoring power of the blood of Christ. Mm-hmm. I mean, where would any of us be without that? And no one's perfect. I mean, we just look through church history or Bible history, and we can see the great mercy of God shown when man falls. But when there gets to be an attitude where anything goes and it's okay, don't worry, sin, live sloppily, get back up, and whatever, and continue. There's just something that is very grievous to the heart of the Lord. I really believe that. And we want more power, we want more presence, we want more revelation, and yet every time we sin, where it's like slapping God in the face, really, you know, and then if we don't take care of those things with a contrite heart, with a brokenness over it, with a true repentance, and just think that we can go on and continue to sin that grace may abound, then we are in deception. Mm-hmm. We are in error.
Yeah, to have power and expect that because we've done miracles or prophesied, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? Did we not do many miracles? And the shocking answer of Jesus is, depart from me. I never knew you. And the knowledge of God is not just about the power of God. It's the knowledge of his nature, you know, of his holiness, of his beauty, of his mercy, of his justice, of his truth. It's knowing the fullness of God in everything that he stands for. And so my prayer over this generation and over our generation, which many of us have set a very poor example in our generation, and is that, Jesus, Lord, I ask for a righteous generation to arise.
Amen.
That knows all the power, all the signs, the greater works, all this good stuff, and the holiness of God and the standard.
And the scripture says that if you love the world, then the love of the Father is not in you.
Yeah.
And so we're either going to be lovers of the kingdom, lovers of our Heavenly Father, lovers of his ways, or lovers of the ways of the world. Now, we're in the world, but we're not of the world. So our passions can't be connected to worldly lusts or fleshly lusts that drag us down and then get in the pulpit the next Sunday and then, you know, preach whatever. And because the power of God will move if we have faith. If we have faith in the Word, God will respond to faith always. Yeah. But when faith is being operated, responses from God are honoring the faith, and then there's not righteous alignment. It is so grievous. I remember a situation a year ago. It hurt me. I saw a moral fall and some deception around it, and a real lack of repentance, just wanting to go on and whatever. And I cried every day. I was like in this deep grief, and I remember thinking, for months I would cry. And I remember thinking, I wonder if this is what Jeremiah felt like, the weeping prophet.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes we think of, you know, ecstatic prophecy, for example, when the power of God comes and, you know, we can shake or whatever, but it's like he can also make us cry. Yeah. He can also make our heart break with that sense. And it was like this prophetic sense, like the body, you know, we have to align. That's what I kept feeling. We must align. We must align. And I mean, I was grieving for one particular person, but it's not just for a person. Mm-hmm. It's for the body.
Yeah.
Because one person that operates in sin, sins for the whole body. Mm-hmm. Like that's sin. Like if one virus gets inside your body, it affects the whole body. Yeah. And by the same token, if something good enters, like good nutrition enters the body, it affects every mm-hmm. organ. And yeah. so we want to live for each other.
And that's one of the main things of the prophets in the Bible. The biblical prophets could feel how God felt. Like you said, Jeremiah, Ezekiel was the same. Isaiah, by the command of the Lord, was called to do bizarre things, like walk around naked for 3.5 years. But it was so that he would get the heart of God, how God feels about the nakedness of his people, Amen. About the shame and how uncovered they were. He, you know, Ezekiel, he said, your wife's going to die overnight, so that Ezekiel could feel how God felt about the adultery, about the divorce, about the, you know, it's the whole Hosea yeah. story. It's God feels deeply about sin, just as deeply as he feels about the lost and their lack of salvation, or about their pain and their suffering and need Amen. Of healing. He feels the same about the church and their lack of holiness, Amen. You know, and they're all part of his nature.
And Stacy, we're going to go for it all. We're going to go for it all. We're going to go for the fullness of God's power, his glory, his goodness, his mercy, but also his righteousness, his truth, and his character. Mm-hmm. And in Jesus' name, we pray for the fullness of mm-hmm. God's blessing, all that he is and all that he has, to come upon you.
I was praying and I got the name Charlotte. And so I feel like there might be somebody from Charlotte, North Carolina, that has known about God. In fact, you were raised in the church. You know all about God. You know all about his power. You've seen it all. And you went way astray. You got involved in all kinds of things that you shouldn't have been. You got into like really bad things. And now you're in trouble. You're in real trouble. And I feel like the enemy is lying to you, saying it's too late for you. You knew everything. You turned your back on God. You went away. And now I almost feel like him saying, like, it's too late for you. There is no more grace for you. But I feel the Lord saying, there's always enough grace for you. And if you will bow right now, get on your knees before Jesus and say, ask for his forgiveness, he will forgive you for everything. And Father, we just break the power of lies. Lies that led them into deception in the first place, and lies that are keeping them from coming back to you at this point in time. And we ask you, Lord, for your great salvation to come upon them and cleanse them from all unrighteousness, in Jesus' name. Amen.
There's someone that a number of years ago, you had an accident with a fire extinguisher. For some reason, the use of a fire extinguisher has damaged your body. And I see skin eruptions and different infections that come and go as a result of what happened to you at that time. And in the name of Jesus Christ right now, his power is coming upon your skin. It's going into your system and you are being healed. So just receive that light and life into your body right now. And I see the breaking off of that curse, the effects of that situation that happened to you when you were younger. It's just lifting off right now, and healing is coming because God loves you.
I'm just seeing right now a university college student studying, just spending a lot of time in your books. So what I see is a picture of a person studying a lot of books everywhere. But that the more that you study, there's just this growing inner confusion. You're not sure about anything. It's making you kind of doubt, you know, what's going on, what's the meaning of life, where is God, is there a God? And I hear the Lord reaching out to you because you have been searching. You have actually been searching for God. You've been trying to find out about him even by further study. But the study is bringing you confusion. And Father, I pray right now in Jesus' name for that student that is sincerely looking for you. You hear them, you see them, and now I ask you, Lord Jesus, reveal yourself to them. And I hear the Lord saying, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you want to have peace, if you want to have eternal life, if you want to have God, just bow your head right now and ask Jesus to come into your life. And Father, I pray then that all of the knowledge would turn to wisdom, and that wisdom would increase them in the knowledge of God, in Jesus' name.
There's someone watching right now that you work on a makeup counter, and you actually do people's makeup throughout the day, and you make people look really good. In fact, it's kind of a fun job, because people come in a little bit dowdy and feeling bad about themselves, and then you just brighten them up and make them look so beautiful and feel good about themselves. And you're really good at what you do. But I feel like the Lord's saying that He is going to take you to a whole new level, where you're not only making up or making over people's makeup, but you're going to make over their lives by the power of the Spirit. And I see you sitting down with troubled people who are disheartened and who are oppressed and who don't see a future for themselves. And all of a sudden, your faith level paints a new picture for them of what they can have in Jesus. And you're going to be an exhorter unto transformation in people's lives. And people will come back to you and say, thank you, because ever since you prayed, or ever since you had that talk with me, my life has changed. And it's an awesome, awesome anointing and calling that you have. You already do it in the natural with people's physical makeup, but now it's going to be for just life-giving words that are going to make them over and enhance their lives and beautify them, because of the words of encouragement and exhortation and wisdom and the faith that you have for them.
And I see a person, you're actually an immigrant, you're from another country, you don't live here, you're from another country, and you don't have health care insurance, or adequate health care insurance, and you've been feeling yourself getting sick, you're isolated, you're not in a community of people that you're just, because you're new to this country. And I feel like the Lord is saying that He sees your sickness, He sees your disease, you don't have enough money to go to the doctor, get it checked out, and you need to be healthy in order to work, but inside it's in your stomach area, you're just breaking down, you're feeling really sick, you're getting tired all the time, you're feeling nauseous, and the Lord is the great physician, and He wants to heal you. And so right now, in Jesus' name, if you just reach up your hands to the Lord, Jesus, I pray, God, that condition in their stomach, God, that's just been giving them all kinds of trouble, Lord, that they don't have money to even check out and get fixed, I pray right now in Jesus' name that Your healing power would go into them and completely heal them, so that they're able to function, they're able to work. Father, I pray You take away all the fatigue, all the nausea, nauseousness. I ask for complete healing in Jesus' name.